I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our holiday edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As we are here tonight at one of our favorite locations, we're at 95th and Antioch at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park, and we have had so many historic shows at this site. If you'll remember, one of our post-Super Bowl championship shows was at a site, here at this site, again at 95th and Antioch with the Hy-Vee. We've got an awesome show for you tonight. We're trying to create the spirit to close out the season in style and start next year in style. So we've got an awesome group of fans here tonight. The geeks are here in full force, full force. Caveman Bob, Autograph Geek, Susie Bling Bling, Snowstorm Sandy, all the way down the line here, we've got them all. Fro Man without the fro. So you never know. He's at it. And Kent the Cake Packer is here tonight as well. The Red Coaters are here, surrounding Queen Cleo. Also here is Hey Hey Paula and her entourage. So we've got some really special folks here tonight. I do want to mention, you know, Chiefs Kingdom shows like a Lakers game. You just never show, no one knows who's going to show up. All these stars just walk in and out. You know, it could be Beyonce, could be Taylor, I don't know. But we actually have some people here tonight that I want to mention because he is one of the leading bass players in the United States. And I'm biased, but he's my nephew, Aaron Holthus, but he's out of Brooklyn, New York. He's here tonight. And I want to get this right. He's going to go on tour with Hudson Freeman, and they'll go across the United States this spring and summer, but he will be at the Uptown Theater here in town on March the 11th. So he's, again, amazing with his emphasis in jazz. And his wife is here tonight, Monica, who's also one of the top jazz vocalists in the United States. And she'll be putting out an album as well. So it's great to have them here tonight. And so also tonight, we're going to have James Winchester later in the show, who's incredible. And there's a great story we have lined up for you tonight, because the Wilsons drove 250 miles one way, a 500-mile round trip to be here tonight. And they are here tonight, and there's a story involving James Winchester that you will enjoy. And I mentioned it out throughout our network throughout the day. But let's go. Let's go. It's not just any week, it's Raiders week. And I don't care if you're playing Madden or some other video game against a Raider fan, or if you're playing Frisbee golf, we got to beat those dudes. It's always good to beat those guys, right? Dated back to our original year in 1960, one of the better rivalries in all of professional sports, and for sure in pro football. And here we go to play them again. I don't care the records of the team. I don't care who's going to be quarterbacking. I do for us, actually, but I don't care for them. So anyway, here we go. But it's Raiders week, and it's a chance to win. Now, who was encouraged by the effort? Because we went in a little shorthanded against the Broncos. And I was so proud of our guys. Chris Oladokun, first touchdown pass of his career. Breshard Smith. First touchdown of his career. And then to see the veterans just respond and try to drag the younger guys through it. Travis Kelce is 10 yards short of 13,000 in his career. He's got 190 consecutive games with the catch. That is huge. It's also fourth in the history of the National Football League. And the fact that he's had 12 straight years of 800 yards or more receiving is second in National Football League history, only to Jerry Rice. I mean, that's some stuff to celebrate. And who knows if this is going to be it for Kelce or not. Don't know. Kelce hasn't tipped his hand. But if it is or isn't, I'm going to enjoy, hopefully with all of you, every single second that we get of that guy. Because he has played 14,100 snaps in his career, and those have been hard snaps. So with Kelce, that is huge. I'm encouraged by our younger guys, especially on defense. I don't know who's been fired up about that, but Ashton Gelati, Samson with a full head of hair. It's fun to see him be going to be a future star for us. And then also a guy like Noel Williams, who's had five passes broken up, third on our team in that category, and he's played like 40% of the snaps. And in the game against the Broncos, he had three tackles for losses, which is one of the, as a DB, that's hard to do. But teams try to run rocket screens and bubble screens, and if he puts you on press coverage, he'll try to break your clavicle. He's very physical, and he's a great guy for our future. But I don't know if you're excited about Noel Williams like I am, or Ashton Gelati, but I am. But when you got those young guys playing like that, playing that physical and that tough against a Denver team that had to have that game, and that game with 5 minutes to go is 13-13, and I don't think anybody in the NFL thought it would be that way, and I don't think the Broncos thought it would be that way, but they realized they were in for a fight, and we let them off the hook, but there was a lot in that game to build off of going into this Raider week and into 2026. But when you get young defenders playing physical and tough like that and effective, you're able to put the hammer down. Love it. John Lewis is our store manager here. John's right over here, former Oklahoma State Cowboy football player. He's got the 95th in Antioch store here at Hy-Vee, really one of the first Hy-Vee Market grills that was put in place, and we've had so many awesome shows here. Just a reminder, you can score the savings. The more we score, the more you save, and I think we ought to put 40 on the board against the Raiders. That'd feel real good, I think, to end the season that way. And so the day after a game, the more we score, the more you save. If we score 40, you get save, you know, 40 on your Fuel Saver discount card with a $40 purchase. So make sure you check it out. The other thing is, with New Year's Eve coming up and New Year's Day, a lot of you used Hy-Vee for the Christmas holidays. We're going to do this because we've got to do a little shopping tonight in the store as well. But Hy-Vee is perfect. Guys like John and his staff work so hard to make sure that your family gathering during the holidays is special. And they go out of their way with their staff and all of the Hy-Vees. We'll do that. So make sure for all of your New Year's Eve party or New Year's Day celebrations or weekend celebrations, you use Hy-Vee. So coming up, we're going to have James Winchester. We're also going to hear from Coach Reed. Coach Reed wanted to talk to you tonight. And earlier today, I had a chance to chat with Coach. We're going to have it up here. And then we're going to have James Winchester, and you won't want to miss it because we have a special interaction that we're going to have tonight. I've told people, if you're a parent of a high school athlete or high school football player or a football player and athlete, you're going to want to hear what we have in store for you later in the show. But anyway, here we are. It's time to beat the Raiders and get after it. We come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Kareem Hunt comes in motion after lining up wide. He'll be to the short side right hip of Mahomes. Twist in the middle by the Giants. Backing up is Mahomes. Now launching long again on the left side. The pass is going to be caught at the one-yard line. An incredible catch by Tyquan Thornton. If you don't do it the first time for 34 and a touchdown, you do it the next time for 33 yards at the one-yard line. Oh, my goodness, what a catch by Tyquan Thornton. His hands outstretched with Drew Phillips all over him.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show as it's Raiders week, and tonight we're at 95th and Antioch at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park, one of our favorite locations, and in just a few minutes we'll have the pride of the Choctaw Nation. James Winchester will be our guest tonight, and some special folks here as well that James has interacted with to help them, a couple of high school athletes. With us now is the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, the fourth winningest in National Football League history, Coach Andy Reid. And Coach, thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, thanks, Mitch, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, how encouraged were you with the effort in the Denver game? And I'm going to maybe expand that question, not just the Denver game, but how guys have handled their business and worked under circumstances that are challenging.
Yeah, no, they are. They are challenging. In this business, you want to win games, and when you don't, you get eliminated from playoffs, and when you get eliminated from playoffs, energy can go down and the want to can go down. And I've appreciated the guys pushing through all of that, especially the veteran guys. They've helped show the younger guys what the culture is around here and what we expect, and will help us down the road.
Chris Oladokun. He's engineered now six scoring drives in seven quarters. What are you seeing from Chris, and how much has he just learned and absorbed in this program? Because he's been with us since 22.
Yeah, Chris has done a nice job with that. He's done a nice job with the opportunity of having a chance to play here. And he's digested these game plans and been able to execute them, and you want to win games, obviously, but at the same time, this experience for him is priceless. So I thought he's handled the whole thing well.
I thought of you because after the game, I talked to him, interviewed him, and he said the play to Breshard Smith is one that he liked. How much of that dialogue? I know you have it with Patrick every day when he's up and running. But how much of that same dialogue do you have with Chris Oladokun now that he's out there?
Yeah, no, I met with Chris, spent time with him during the week, and then a good amount of time on Friday. It would have been Wednesday, I guess. Going through the game plan one more time, and he was solid. I really felt like he'd put in the time and the effort to make sure he had all the little nuances of it down.
to only yield one sack to a team that leads the Galaxy right now in sacking the quarterback, and the sack did not come from Benito or Cooper. How big was that as far as growth forward for not only Chris, but the offense and the offensive line in specific?
Sure. I mean, we've got those two young tackles out there playing and that have been impressive at times. So those two defensive ends are good players. And for our guys to be able to hold them out for the most part, that was a great challenge for them. And then again, more experience for the guys that have been in these backup positions. Again, that's priceless. But and then the inside three, I thought they played well. Gave Chris an opportunity to gave him an opportunity to see the defense and be able to attack it.
You're talking about the veterans kind of leading us through this phase here, but how big have Creed and Humphrey and Trey Smith been in that regard of like, hey, get on the sled, we'll drag you?
Yeah, they've been great. They helped Kingsley out, and Kingsley was able to be very productive this year. And then in return, Kingsley and Trey being able to spread out and talk to the tackles, these young guys, that's been important, not only during the game, but before the game, during the week. And that again starts with Creed because he's in the middle of the five, and so he's got to make sure he's a transmitter between the other four guys.
How much has Kingsley's confidence grown this year?
Kingsley's done a good job that way. Andy Heck's done a good job of coaching those guys up and getting them in a position where they can play. And then Kingsley is taking it up another level from his rookie year, and also switched positions. He moved into the guard spot. So, and I think Brett had that in mind when he drafted him, was to get him inside there and as a guard, because he's a good athlete.
Breshard Smith, outside of the touchdown, he had the 45-yard return, which led to points. What is he showing you, and what his potential could be as we go into 26?
Yeah, so Breshard did both the return groups, and I thought did a good job on both sides of that. And then, likewise, being able to play in the offense, we've asked him to do a lot of things in there, Mitch, where he's a receiver, he's a running back. We've flexed him out into different, about every position you can flex him out in. We've given him a rounds. We've given him the jet sweeps, all the different routes on the route tree. So, and he's been able to handle it. And I think that'll just keep on getting better the longer he continues to play and the more experience he gets. I think play strength is something that he'll work on this offseason. And normally that's an increase that takes place with the young running backs. And I think you'll see that as he comes into next year.
Excited for his future. Defensively, a couple of DBs. Christian Fulton now has given you two good games back-to-back and had the deflection that led to Bolt's interception. And then Noel Williams. Seems like he has no fear, and his physical play fits the scheme. What about those two DBs and what they showed you in the Denver game specific and what they can do this week to help us win?
Yeah, Fulton's, we saw that. Brett saw that when he was playing for the Chargers, and you know, that year there, that was a good year for him. And his main thing is that he stays healthy. He's a good football player, and he's just got to be able to do that. And he's talented. And then Williams is a rookie who you called it. I mean, he's very strong, physically strong, and at times a little too strong. He's had some penalties on him, but he's learning that. He's learned that the feet are as important as the hands, and you got to be able to let them work together and at this level. And he's done that. He's improved every week. Very, very smart, very tough. Should have a great future here.
And Gelati, seems like he's giving you some consistency, how much can he grow into a bigger role next year?
Yeah, he'll do the same thing. He'll keep, he's a big weightlifter, but he'll keep gaining strength and using it in different ways. I think you'll see him progress like George progressed, and they've got some similar play styles. They're aggressive. He'll get a few more combinations using his hands in his pass rush. He'll learn that and be more comfortable with it as the offseason goes, and then you'll have even a better player when he comes back next year. But he's a high motor guy that is going to make plays on that alone, and then he's also willing to work on the fundamental stuff and put that into where he can use it in his toolbox and feel comfortable using it in games.
Kels, everybody wants to know, but what I want to ask you about is how these last couple of weeks, the responsibility that he has even stated and felt to help Oladokun, to help this team. When he gets on the plane, he's going to go to try to win this game and help everybody he can find. I think he's played 12,100 snaps. But just his attitude and mentality of playing the game and trying to help others.
Talking about Travis.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Kelsey.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I missed that part. But there are not a lot of guys that have played more snaps than that, right? He's all of what you just said. He's all in all the time and loves to play the game. He's willing to help other guys better their game. Great with the young guys. He's very close with Pat, but he's also accepted Oladokun in. He did the same thing with Minshew. And he's done it with other quarterbacks that have been here. So he's great with all that.
But you've not given him a free pass. I mean, I look at camp and he's out there in 9-on-7 or long drive drill trying to get his breath. What about him not taking any shortcuts and doing everything you want to do?
He wants to fight every time you do that. You take him out of the game. He wants to be back in the game. So. That's how he's wired.
I want to ask you about Pete Carroll, because you two guys will both be headed to the Hall of Fame someday. Just your respect for Coach Carroll, even going back to his SC days, because SC fan.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's a California guy. Even though you kind of separate the state in half, he's from the northern side, but Yeah, listen, he's a good guy. He's been doing it a long time and had a lot of success. Got a ton of respect for him.
I hear all this noise about this week, but just what about our guys getting on that plane to go win a football game and try to bounce us into 26 with a good feeling?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard me say this before. It's America, so you have a chance to compete. It doesn't matter if it's in Yahtzee or this. I mean, you're gonna try to win the game. I mean, that's how these guys are all wired, and the Raiders are the same way. Where, you know, every guy in this league is in it for the competition, and so whoever's out there playing, go out and do your best, and that's what they'll do.
Tonight we got James Winchester. Your thoughts on the pride of the Choctaw Nation and what he means to this team.
Yeah, phenomenal human being, and very proud of his heritage, which he should be. He is the chief of the Chiefs, and we appreciate him for all of it.
Well, we'll let you go, Coach. Thank you all season long for these fireside chats on Monday night. I tell you privately, but I'll say it publicly. Thanks for coming here. You changed all our lives. You changed my family's life, all of our families. And so your hard work, you bust it. And I'll get there early, you're there. I leave late, you're still there. I mean, it's crazy. But we appreciate, I think I speak for everyone here in the audience, but also everyone listening on 117 stations tonight, that we can't thank you enough for what you've invested in our lives to make it better than we could even imagine. So thanks.
Yeah. Well, you're too kind, but I appreciate it, and I love the Chiefs. So I'm glad to be here. Even though you're wearing that sweatshirt, I'm glad to be here. Huh? It looks like it weighs 50 pounds.
It does right now. So yeah. I'm about ready to collapse.
All right. But hi to those redheads out there, Mitch. I appreciate you.
They're here, and they love you, and they love Chiefs. That's head coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. We'll have James Winchester when we come back. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee at 95th and Antioch in Overland Park. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Fourth and three at the 6. Holmes in the shotgun on fourth down. Throws a wheel out right side. It's caught. Touchdown at the far front pylon. Xavier Worthy scrapes outside. It is touchdown pass number 300 for Patrick Mahomes, counting the playoffs. That is an all-time NFL record. He does it in his 139th game, the fastest to 300 passing touchdowns in NFL history. The Chiefs lead 6-3.
And welcome back, everybody. We're at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park at 95th in Antioch. Thanks to all of our folks helping with tonight. Johnny Chappell's here tonight. Where's Johnny? Fighting Johnny. There he is. Give a shout out to Johnny Chappell, our PR department. First Kingdom show he's ever done prior to Raytown. Also, Andrew Ramirez is here tonight. Former Missouri Western baseball player and ace security dude. Ryan Gelbreth is here tonight, who's served our country. So appreciate that. And our special guest tonight, I want to remind you about Score the Savings, because we're going to put 40 on the Raiders this week. So just get ready for the day after the game. We're going to throw a pass to our long snapper for a touchdown. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Dadgummit. All right. Big points, but even bigger savings with Score the Savings. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score based on the amount you spend. Chiefs score 40. You save 40 cents a gallon with any $40 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Also, during New Year's, of course, Hy-Vee is your headquarters, including John's store here in Overland Park at 95th and Antioch. Now, our special guest for the evening is the all-time record holder in Kansas City Chiefs history. He has played in 25 postseason games, tied with Travis Kelce. This young man has won 18 postseason games in those 25 that he's played in. In his career, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, including one I'll never, ever forget, on November the 27th, 2016, just 12 days after his father was murdered in a senseless act in Oklahoma City in November of 2016. In that next game, he decided to play and recovered a fumble against the Denver Broncos. I can still see it as plain as day. This year, he's got 3 special teams tackles. That's got to be close to your career high.
It's got
to
be up there.
It's up there, baby. You're getting there. For most of the year, he has been the highest-rated long snapper in the entire National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, James Winchester.
How about it? Hey, thank you for having me on.
How about it? You have had an outstanding year. You've just
thank
the
you.
Fountain of youth.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you, did you see that? You're like the highest rated long snapper in the league.
You know, I saw it about 2 weeks ago, so maybe that's a good thing that I wasn't paying attention to that. But, yeah, somebody had pointed out that on the PFF rankings, you know, that I was up there. And, you know, that's just kind of just an add-on. You know, you're always team first and you're always, you know, wins first. And you always try to play at a high level and that's what we're called to do, you know, and that's part of our job. And so, you know, that's icing on the cake. I'll take the wins, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, 3 Super Bowl rings, too, in your trophy case.
Yes, sir.
Pretty awesome. But where I'm very proud of you and guys like Trey and Creed, Bolt, in a season like this, and when you're in the National Football League long enough, you're going to go through seasons like this or challenges like this. The fact that you guys have held things together, you've kept the locker room together, that effort against Denver was outstanding, and you're going to get on that plane to go beat the Raiders on Saturday. But what about being a veteran, being a pro, and keeping things together?
Yeah, you know, it's been a challenging year, you know, and obviously we've been very spoiled with the team that we have and the personnel, you know, with the wins that we've accumulated over the years and the Super Bowl championships and you know, that's kind of what we've been accustomed to doing around here. And so, yeah, it's been a challenging year. You know, we've played a lot of great games. I mean, personally, I'm proud of the guys, the fight that they've had. And, you know, you really realize it's kind of a humbling reminder this season of just the talent across the league. You know, I mean, you've got so many teams and players across the league, and I think we take for granted those wins sometimes. But, you know, the margin of win and loss is so small. You know, the last couple of years we've won so many games by just that one score, that blocked field goal. And, you know, this year we just couldn't quite get it done. But you're never as far away as you think you are. And so, you know, I'm proud of the locker room, the guys that have just hung in there. You know, and I think that's stemming down from Coach Reed's leadership. I mean, even when, you know, I've never felt the feeling of getting knocked out of the playoffs. That's terrible. But you would be surprised to know in the locker room, you know, stemming down from Coach Reed, guys just going right back to the practice, you know, going like, hey, we're going to go back to practice. We're going to continue to work and continue to build, even when there wasn't anything there necessarily to play for. And that's a really not a great feeling. But, you know, there's never been any pointing the fingers in the locker room. You know, guys have stuck together and just gone on to that next day of practice, the next day of practice. So I know very frustrating from the outside looking in, and, you know, frustrating also for us. But, you know, proud of the leaderships. Like you said, Trey Bolt, Creed, Pat, Trav, Coach Reed, I mean, all of the above, all those guys, Harrison, the guys in the locker room that, you know, are really the glue, that championship glue that we still have on our team. And, yeah, just proud of those guys and the fight that they've shown.
How encouraging are you, the young guys?
Oh, yeah, very. Like we got
Ashton, some studs. Noel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those guys have been playing well. I mean, to see Noel and see what he's been able to do over the course of the season, I mean, when he's got in, he's made the most out of his opportunities. And, you know, I think that's what you want to see. That's what the coaches want to see. And, you know, we've got a lot of young players that are going to contribute in the future for us. And they still got one more. You know, I'm excited to see Noel, to see, you know, Ethan Downs, see a couple of these guys, you know, former Sooner, see that guy get in there and see what they can do here against the Raiders. But, you know, we're going to win that game. And, you know, guys are excited for the opportunity.
I want to change here just a little bit. You know, what you'll hear me say on the air, the pride of the Choctaw Nation, and the fact that, let's see, Creed's member of the Potawatomi.
That's right.
Ethan, you mentioned Ethan Downs. Is he Cherokee? I think he's Cherokee. Maybe.
I think so.
So we got three players on our team that are member of different tribes. But the fact that you are a proud member of the Choctaw tribe and what you did for the University of Oklahoma – if you can find it, when you sent me, I got chills down my spine of what you did. Tell us about that, how that happened, and what you did for OU, but actually also for what it meant for the Choctaw.
Yeah, so I had the opportunity to do a little voiceover for an intro. At Oklahoma, they do a little thing that started the last few years under Coach Venables. They do a warrior walk, and basically what that is guys line up on the 20 and lock arms and walk to the end zone, and the university reached out to me to do a video and, you know, to do the voiceover for it. So obviously I send it to Mitch. He's the first guy that I send it to because I'm like, this is right down his alley. So trying to make Mitch proud. I'm not him. But anyways, it was a pretty cool opportunity. And you know, I think that meant a lot to a lot of people in Oklahoma and back home, you know, in Choctaw country. Yeah, it was just a cool deal. But, anytime you have an opportunity as an alumni of your university to, you know, do a voiceover for something intro and pregame, that's awesome. I mean, I grew up sitting in those stands and dreaming of just the opportunity to put on a Sooners uniform. So very cool opportunity for me. And like I said, I was the first to – Mitch was the first one to get that video. So
it's really cool. But how much pride have you taken in helping the Choctaw Nation and the fact that you've used this, your career, to amplify what they're about?
Yeah, well, I mean, you never set out to you know, do something and or be up top and have somebody be looking at you in that way. I mean, you know, you just nose to the grind and you're chasing a dream and, you know, you wake up and 11 years down the road and have the opportunity to win Super Bowls here in Kansas City and to contribute to some big games. So, you know, I know that it means a lot to a lot of people back home. That to me is worth more than gold. You know, it's a cool thing to hear from people within the tribe and hear from people back home in my hometown of Washington and in Oklahoma, in Norman, I should say, and there at the university. It's just a special thing, and it's another one of those things. It's a connector for people to latch onto and be proud and excited about something. And so, you know, it's definitely been an exciting platform to be on. And you know, by the grace of God, I'm here in Kansas City getting to do what I love. And I wish I could take credit for that. I worked hard, but God gave me the ability.
The I hope James plays for 20 more years, but when he's done, I think he's going to do like a hunting show. How's everything out in the duck blind?
You know, well, I haven't been in the duck blind much, but I was about 10 minutes late because I came straight from the deer blind. So, you know, that sundown was pushing the time that I needed to leave. So I had it all calculated up. But, yeah, I get out any opportunity that I have. I mean, anything outdoors, I'm all for it. And I don't know if I'll – how about this? If I start the outdoor show, you do the voiceover for me. How
sure,
about that?
I'll do it. I'm in. Don't have to think twice about that one, but you could have your own show. It's pretty cool. When we come back, though, you got to know how good this guy's heart is. He's a terrific father and husband. He's a great teammate in our locker room. But sometimes you use your position to help others, and you're going to find out about that when we come back. So stay tuned, everyone. You won't want to miss it. We'll be back with James Winchester and a special friend. Again, we're at the Overland Park Hy-Vee, 95th and Antioch. Back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Todd Rice, touchdown, Kansas City. Rashi Rice, his second touchdown. And is he back, baby? The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive. Three drives, three long touchdown drives. Again, thanks to Steve Spector for putting together our highlights tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee in Overland Park at 95th and Antioch, a great store, one of the first ever Hy-Vee market grills. We've had so many great shows here. And reminder, too, anybody like the takeaway by Nick Bolton on the interception the other night? Yeah, I kind of did, too. Kind of like to get some more of those. Thanks to Christian Fulton for tipping that pass. Anyway, the KC takeaway sandwich is back. Thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burn-ins, pepper jack cheese. Actually, Ashton Gelati's behind this. And a portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas City. Again, welcome back to the show tonight, the best long snapper in the National Football League, James Winchester. Let me set this up this way. We have a special young man with us tonight. He has traveled 250 miles one way to be here tonight for the show. His family's here. It's an awesome family. I've known him for a long time. I was watching him play a football game last year. And let's just put it this way. James is from the Metropolitan's locale of Washington, Oklahoma.
That's right. Huge.
Population 673.
About six or seven.
6'7". We got it. That's it. Snowstorm Sandy's got it.
Oh, my kids aren't listening.
Brant is from Smith Center, Kansas. Population 1,571. Now, let me set this up. I was watching Brant play last year in his junior year, first game of the year, and he was the long snapper. And the snap didn't go so good. And it resulted in a safety. And then another snap didn't go so good. Knowing that this is a special young man and thinking, what can we do for this guy? I hooked him up with James Winchester. Now, Brant is here tonight. Brant is here tonight. And we're going to talk about, first of all, Brant, in dealing with that and what James did for you.
Yeah, it just tells you the kind of person he is and you are, and getting that set up. And yeah, it's just special to know you got guys at the highest level that'll do that for someone that is, you know, small town, just a normal kid, and he's playing at the highest level, and he saw that, and you saw that, and just to be behind me.
Okay, James, take it from there, because your story is an interesting one. Not everything has been just great for you.
Yeah, well, that's life. Well, I mean, thanks to Mitch for connecting us and the family, and I think we need to make this a reunion every year, just show back up here at Hy-Vee and catch up. But no, Mitch had told me about Brant's story, and man, it was one of those things where I'm like, okay, obviously I realize why he's reaching out to me. Yeah, so I shared, when I reached out to Brant the first time, I reached out and told him about my experience at Oklahoma. And, you know, I was a small town kid, again, being from a town of 500, and you know, had the opportunity to walk on to the University of Oklahoma as a wide receiver, and then all of a sudden I'm thrusted in as a long snapper, as an athlete, but I was trying to make the team. And so next thing I know, I'm doing this thing that throwing this ball between my legs I've never done. And, you know, my goal was to be a Sooner. And so we had an injury, all that to say, I ended up in the very first game of my freshman season. First snap of the game goes over the punter's head for a safety. And, I mean, it went from, like, mountaintop to the bottom of the valley just like that. And Brent Venables was the defensive coordinator at the time. He wanted to kill me. I wanted to go back to Washington, to be honest with you. I'm like, man, I mean, you know, the old started from the bottom deal. I mean, it was at the bottom. And, yeah, I mean, just, you know, it was kind of like, well, this is as low as I'm going to get. Here we go. Just try to climb out of this thing. And so the goal was to be a Sooner, so continued to work. And, you know, flash forward, ended up with a scholarship there. And, you know, 3 years out, and then I signed in Kansas City, and here we are, you know, season 11, you know, three times Super Bowl champion because of the great team and coaches that I get to be a part of and play with. And so anyways, you know, going back to Brand's story, just I'm like, man, I've been there. You know, it's not fun, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, and you just keep pushing, keep working. And Brant's a humble kid, so he's not going to tell you, but he's an absolute stud for his high school. And you told me that y'all came up just a little short, huh? But he's an absolute go-getter, and Mitch was always keeping me updated with you early season and letting me know how you're doing. And props to you for you know, because here's the deal. I can give all the advice in the world, but you got to be the one to do it. And it speaks volumes to Brant and his parents and the character that he showed to dig out of that hole, move on to the next play, and just keep working. And he did that.
I'll put that Brant became one of the top players in the state of Kansas this year as a fullback, as a linebacker, and as a long snapper. Mm. I don't think you had a bad snap after that, did you?
No.
And what did it mean for you, though, for James to encourage you to keep bouncing back?
Yeah, the rest of that season wasn't easy, and, you know, you look back on that, and it was a bad moment, but it turned into so much a greater lesson, and it kind of fueled the more opportunities and that we had this year, and just it's just really cool to know that you know, he's at the highest level, and he has the character to help someone at the high school level. Just that just helped me get through that year, and you know, it wasn't easy, but that year fueled this year, and we were pretty good.
Pretty good was Final Four, 11-1. They lost to the eventual champions, 14-6, but an incredible year for Brent. And you have your own boys, right? How much of
one,
this?
One, two girls.
Oh, that's right. You got two girls. That was 2-1.
You lose track. I mean, one and three. It's like
good go for four. Where we at?
call Emily. Well,
okay, let me
easy,
call
don't
her real
call,
quick.
Don't call Emily. Just
but this connection, the fact that your encouragement and how much of that have you learned throughout your life to help others, because it's a big part of your faith as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you just take every opportunity to help other people. And you know, and I think with Brant, you know, I saw a lot of myself in him. And after hearing his story, it just, you know, it just kind of gave me the desire to reach out to him and say something. But yeah, I mean, I think we're all called, you know, to our higher purpose. And when you have the opportunity to do some good, you ought to do it. And you know, growing up in our family, obviously, a Christian faith was and is very important. And you know, just taking opportunities to do good for other people and you know, treat people like you'd like to be treated. I mean, you know, and it wasn't so long ago. You know, I sit here at 36 years old, but you know, you snap your fingers and you know, I was in high school. So yeah. It wasn't that long ago that I was sitting exactly in his shoes and a lot of life ahead of me. And there was those who encouraged me. So, you know, I think sometimes it's just, you know, doing that other people have done for you and just continuing that chain on, you know. And you know, I'm personally grateful for a lot of great people in my life, you know, coaches, teachers, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, you know, people that, you know, were there for me in those moments when I needed encouragement, when I needed something. And you know, I think that's just a part of just giving back and helping out when you can.
And Brent, what have you learned about helping others? This example of, again, James Winchester with us and Brent Wilson, what have you learned through this experience of you now turning this around and helping somebody else?
Yeah, just have good character. And, you know, there's for me, there's little kids watching, especially in our town, you know, they just want to be high school football players. And so, you know, if I just have good character and they want to be like me. And so, yeah, I just try to have the best character I can so they can see me and try to be the best person they can.
You had a phenomenal year. It was incredible to watch you all year long. Again, this is a guy that could have turned south, and instead he went way north with the help of James Winchester. Don't snap your fingers again, James, because if you do, you're going to have dudes asking your girls out, and then you're going to have to break their heads open. And the Wilsons are over here knowing it. But the importance of family. Your dad, I mean, it seems like that was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if you're going to play that week. We had Kelsey out long snapping. It was brutal. We were trying everybody.
Nobody wants to see that.
No, we had the sisters out there. The sisters are here tonight. We had him. No, he's bad. Great tight end, not a great long snapper. You decided to play. I remember the fumble recovery. Like, man, this is just God's way of encouraging all of us. What did your dad teach you? Because I see Brant's family over here, and they've been so important for him.
Yeah, I mean, that work, that week, you know, when you get that kind of news and you know, you go through a tragedy like that, you know, you never see yourself in that position, and then all of a sudden it's you. And, you know, what I remember about that week is I remember, you know, having clarity on what I was going to do that week, you know, because I had, you know, the words of my dad. You know, he, for, you know, 29 years, you know, he got up at 3 a.m. and went to work, you know, rain, snow, shine, and he was always there, and he was very adamant about never calling in sick, never, you know, doing those sorts of things because, you know, there were people that depended on you. And, you know, for me, at my position, obviously it's the ultimate service role, right? I mean, we're typically not in the spotlight at all. You know, I'm here to service the holder and the punter and kicker. And, you know, you try to do that at a high level. And so, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer. Obviously, was broken that week. But at the same time, you know, I had clarity on that I was going to play. And I knew that that's exactly what Dad would want me to do. So, you know, there was figured that was a way to, you know, honor him and also give the family a, you know, just a little pick me up, you know, where they could kind of get their mind off of what we were going through. And you know, it's upward and onward, and very thankful, you know, for my father, you know, all the things that he taught me and life lessons. And, you know, truly, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. And so, you know, as a way to continue to honor him, just like talking to Brant and, you know, offering some advice. I mean, I think that's very small things, you know, sometimes can make the biggest waves. And, you know, you just try to be the best, you know, husband, father, friend, you know, brother, sister, whatever, all of the above. You just try to do the best you can each and every day. And you know, life goes on by the grace of God. You know, we're very blessed.
Wanted everybody to hear this story and how incredible it is, how James Winchester is a way more than just being the best long snapper in the National Football League, and what he did to Brant, for Brant, and how Brant responded, because he had an all-state kind of senior year in football, largely in part to James Winchester. Send him into the night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back to close things out on this edition of Chiefs Kingdom after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
James, come back here a second. James Winchester has it. James, come here a second. Brant, get up here. Get up here. We didn't get this done. Oh, my God. That's it. You can take that out. We got it all here. It's not just any week. It's Raiders week. James Winchester, Brant Wilson, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. Long snapper. You wait. We got a special play for him. He's going to get another fumble recovery. Thanks to James Winchester and the mentoring that he did to help Brant Wilson. In fact, his dad leads up a teammates mentoring program that is really cool. You can look that up, too, online. This show is not only about the spirit of the Chiefs Kingdom, and the record will not change it. We'll push on. But it's also about giving you a vibe and a feel for the players on our team, and how many of them are incredible. The fact that James Winchester took Brant under his wing tells you all about James and the depth of his character. He's an amazing human being and terrific at his craft. It's time to go beat the Raiders. Next week, we'll have one final show on the Chiefs Kingdom. We'll be back in the Northland. We're going to 64th Street, to the Hy-Vee there on 64th Street near the National on your way to the airport. I appreciate all of you out here.
Happy New Year. We attack 2026 on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.